One of my earliest memories as a child is hearing my father get up early and me rushing downstairs to cling to his leg so he couldn't leave us for another week. After some effort on my dad's part to prise me off, I watched, sobbing, as his car disappeared down the road. A week later he would return, and I would ignore him for at least 3 days as an infantile means of punishment for leaving me. As a parent now, I can imagine this must have been tough on my dad. But also, as an adult, I can reflect on just how much he meant to me, and still does, and how his role as a pilot elevated him to hero status in my eyes. I was lucky enough to go on many trips with him, and even luckier that I could sit behind him on the flight deck. I loved to watch him prepare the aircraft for takeoff and listen in on the super serious communications with air traffic control. As we rumbled down the runway, it was my dad's hand on the throttle. He was making this machine fly. The upside of being the child of a pilot is, of course, staff travel. I was lucky enough to travel the world throughout my childhood years. Of course, there were downsides, too. Fatigue was a problem then, as it is today, and I remember my dad was often tired or sleeping at odd times of the day. When Dad had returned from a night flight, I would wake him up by peeling open his eyelids. "Daddy, wake up!" which was met with much grunting and grumbling. Then, of course, there were the missed birthdays and Christmases, or the many childhood events where Dad couldn't come because he was either sleeping before a flight, away on a trip, or sleeping after a flight. I find it hard enough when my husband is away for work for a couple of days, so I can imagine the repeated absences and ongoing tiredness must have been hard on my mum. But despite all of this, I grew up wanting to be a pilot, like my dad. I joined the Air Cadets and applied for the British Airways Cadet Scheme. Fortunately for the safety of the travelling public, but less fortunately for me, I didn't succeed and moved into a career in communications. But my love of aviation, from the love of my father, soon drew me back towards the airport, and I have since been working in aviation communications. My father finished his career with 4 years at the cargo operator GSS, an airline which sadly no longer exists. He loved these last years. The trips were interesting, the cargo was interesting, like Formula One cars or rhinos, and there were no passengers or crew to deal with. I, however, was dreading his retirement. I worried about how my relationship with my father would change when he was no longer the man who could make planes take off. I wanted to be there to see my dad's last landing, and thankfully, GSS were kind enough to arrange for that to happen. My dad descended the aircraft steps, gave the nose wheel a kiss, and his career as a pilot was over. No party, no gifts, just the crew bus to the car park and a long drive home to Cornwall. 5 years on, and I am pleased to report my father is very happy to have traded the 18 wheels of his 747 for the 4 wheels of his beloved car. He has far more energy, far fewer illnesses, and is delighting in spending quality time with his grandchildren. My fears about our relationship have proved unfounded, as the passion he had for flying he has completely redirected into being an incredible grandfather. There is nothing he wouldn't do for me and my family. My father may no longer be a pilot, but he is still my hero.